This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World landmarks lit up in the colors of Ukraine's national flag as people across the globe commemorated a grim year for the country following Moscow's full-scale invasion of its neighbor. The Empire State Building, the Eiffel Tower, and Sydney Opera House gleamed in yellow and blue for Friday's anniversary, the outbreak of Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. The war has affected economies worldwide, bringing shortages of energy, grain, and fertilizer more. The Biden administration has announced a new $2 billion aid package to help Ukraine. An exclusive interview with ABC World News tonight with David Muir. President Joe Biden responds to whether he'll eventually send F-16s.
We're sending him what our seasoned military thinks he needs now. He needs tanks, he needs artillery, he needs air defense, including another HIMARS. There's things he needs now that we're sending him to put him in a position to be able to make gains this spring and this summer going into the fall.
Speaking at a Pentagon news briefing, Defense Department spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says it's unclear if China has shipped air arms to Russia for the Ukraine war.
I don't have any specific intelligence to share. I know, for example, that Secretary Blinken and the NSC Strategic Communication Director have talked to this and indicated that there is indications that China is considering to the possibility of providing lethal aid. But again, to this point, we have not seen them do that.
This also comes as new sanctions were introduced by the U.S. Treasury that hit Russian firms, banks, manufacturers, and individuals taking aim at entities that help Russia evade earlier rounds. This is VOA News. A Chinese diplomat accused the United States Consul General in Hong Kong of interfering in its affairs, as he said the city's freedoms were eroding, and warned the Americans not to cross political red lines. Consul General Gregory May gave a video address last month in which he expressed concerns over diminished freedoms in Hong Kong and said its repudiation and reputation as a business center dependent on the rule of law. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Hong Kong on Friday said its commissioner met with May recently to express objections to what it called inappropriate words and deeds. Hong Kong's among a raft of issues that have sent ties between Beijing and Washington to their lowest in years. El Salvador's government moved 2,000 suspected gang members to a newly opened mega prison on Friday. It's the latest step in a crackdown on crime that has caused the nation's prison population to soar. VOA's Marissa Melton.
On Friday, around 2,000 accused gang members were moved to the 40,000-person capacity prison, considered to be the largest in the Americas. President Nayib Bukele wrote on Twitter, this will be their new home where they won't be able to do any more harm to the population. Bukele asked his allies in El Salvador's Congress last year to pass a state of exception after a dramatic spike in murders attributed to violent gangs. Since then, more than 64,000 suspects have been arrested. Arrests can be made without a warrant. Private communications are accessible by the government. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Netflix is cutting prices in some markets globally to lure more subscribers.
Price cuts are the latest twist in the video streaming service's efforts to keep its recently revived subscriber growth rolling amidst stiffer competition and inflation pressures that are pushing more households to curb discretionary spending. The lower prices that began to roll out earlier this week affect more than 30 of the roughly 190 countries where Netflix streaming service is available. The areas getting lower prices include Middle East markets, European countries such as Croatia, Slovenia, and Bulgaria, and sub-Saharan African markets. Netflix is not changing its prices in any of the largest markets, including the U.S. I'm Norman Hall.
Heavy snow and rain pounded California and parts of the West on Friday, a nation's latest winter storm, while tens of thousands of people in Michigan suffered in freezing temperatures days after one of the worst ice storms in decades caused widespread power outages. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.